Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audio Boo. It's Thursday, 18th of September, 12:34 p.m. And I'm just heading down to a wee town. No, not even a town. Not even a town. A little, I probably can call it a settlement, called the Briggest. And that's just the way it's said. It's actually the Bridge House, all one word, Bridge House. But locally, the what's the expression you use? Is it the annotation? Not annotation, that's written, isn't it? How you say things is locally known as the Briggest. Actually, it used to be a big, it's a big estate with like private houses on it, but it used to be one estate with one big mansion house on it. And of course, over the years, it's been broken down. But adjoining that estate is a little row, long row of, well, I guess maybe about 20 or 30 cottages. Probably which served the estate. And now most of them are privately owned. And I'm going down to one of those to just have a look at something for someone. So, I'm heading down. But what I wanted to talk about was the... And something that I've avoided talking about, really, I've mentioned it in the passing, is the independence referendum today. I wanted to take this chance to say something about it without being really, you know, going into politics, or, you know, the ins and outs and all that. Because I'm really not a political person. There's a lot of stuff I don't understand about politics. How certain things work, and so I'm not clever enough for that. It's just if something doesn't really interest me, then I don't take an interest in it, if you know what I mean. But I thought I'd try and clarify my feelings on it. My feelings, as many of you will know, is for an independent Scotland, to be an independent nation again, Scotland on its own. And basically that's what's in my heart, and I'm not being ruled by my heart, I'm being ruled with my heart and my head at the same time. This is a tremendously strong feeling, because, and this doesn't just come from me, this comes from people that I know, friends, family. In fact, some of my my wife's family are very are even more Scots than I am, if you like. I'm a true Scot and love my country, I love my people, I love my nation. We're not perfect, of course, but others know a hell of a lot about history, and can tell you facts and figures and details, and especially my wife's brother, her bachelor brother, who is extremely knowledgeable about Scotland. Her dad was the same, and could tell you, you know, amazing things, and which I never have got into. So they're even deeper into Scots feelings, as it were, than I am. So it's about that, and that's just how I feel. And it's not about hating English people. I've heard that one before. It's not about hating English people. It's not about wanting to get away from the English people. It's nothing to do with that whatsoever. And that's what people do and say. And I know there are people who... Nothing to do with the referendum. I know people, Scots living in England, I've heard people say that, you know, that talk about the English. Well, why live in the country? Why are you living in England if you can't stand the English? Get out, man. You know, go somewhere else and be nasty. So, it's not about that. And in fact, there's a great affinity with the Scots and if I put it this way, with the working classes of England. And that could be from Northumberland, where we've just come back from, down through the Midlands to various regions. It really only... When this dislike of the English comes in is basically a dislike of being ruled by the English Parliament, and that's it boiled down to its basics. being told for 300 years what you can and can't do, and being everything being controlled by Westminster, if you like, under whatever party is governing it or alluding to governing, when they all just bicker like wee wains, you know, and they mess up the nation, and when I say the nation, I mean the UK. They've messed it up over the years. They're still messing it up. They're still destroying this, the whole nation as the UK. Everybody knows it. And it's just getting worse. So that's the reason that the Scots that will vote yes are voting yes. It's not because they hate the English, it's because they want to govern themselves again, want to be Scotland again. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's you know, if you were honest with yourself, you realise that the Welsh would probably want to be, would love to be on their own again. I mean, they've had their arguments with the English again. When I say English, we're talking about Westminster, we're not talking about English people. They've had their issues with the English Parliament over the years. They dearly really love to be their own nation again. So we're not unique. And the sad thing is that if this vote goes no, we will be the only country that was ever given the chance or offered independence that turned it down. And I just can't get my head round about that, you know. But what will be. And one of the things that has struck me from the beginning of the campaigns, if you like, going way back, you know, the campaigns since about this referendum being brought about, and in particular this year, and in particular within the last month or two, is if we as an independent nation are so doomed to fail, why is Westminster so desperate to keep us on board? If they're telling us this won't work for you, you won't be able to do this, you'll fail, this will fail you, your pensions will drop, you know, businesses will run away from you, they'll close the banks, shops will leave you, stores, nobody will trade with you, such a horrible thing. Is that because Westminster loves the Scots people and would really hate to see it happening to them? No, that's not the impression I get. The impression I get is that they are frightened, really frightened, to lose Scotland because of the income and resources that comes from Scotland. And probably also something to do with a diminished Commonwealth, if you like, if you want to go down that road. I'm not prepared to say any more on that. But even in the past week or two, cancelling Prime Minister's Question Time, all the head honchos coming up to Scotland twice this week, flying the saltire above Downing Street, when was that ever done? Why are those people so desperate? And in particular, as I said the past week, where it looks like they're really panic mode, so desperate to keep us on board if we are doomed to fail on our own. Why not just, you know, cut the rope and say, on you go. We've warned you. You have it. On you go. And you're doomed. You're doomed. And so that's something that's in my mind, that why they're so desperate, and it can only be that they realise that if they lost Scotland, they're going to lose a heck of a lot. So I don't want to go on about this in length, because as I said, I'm not really not a political person, and I don't want to wind anyone up, but I thought I'd just clarify before the votes come through and then explain to you why, what I'd be like if the decision went to a no vote. Okay, so of course I'm desperate, or we are desperate, for a yes vote, of course. If it's a no vote, I will be upset. In fact, I'll be really upset. And what I'll be upset about is the fact that the Scots people didn't take this chance to be a nation again. As I said, we've all got our own views and opinions, so I've never argued the case with anyone. If someone said I'm voting no, I've never said, oh, you're daft, you're stupid. I've never done that. We all have our own ways to do it, and our own feelings. But that's what would be upset me more than anything, that they get the chance. And I don't believe that there will ever be another chance. I think Alex Salmond has made it clear when asked about if this goes to no vote, will he hold another referendum? And I think I'd be along, I think along the same lines as Alex Salmond is saying, no, this is a one-off. This is your chance to be a nation again. And if you don't take it, then I or the SNP or whoever is not going to come back and have another go at this so many years down the line. It's a one-off chance. And I believe that it is a one-off chance. And if people don't take it, that's what's going to upset me more than anything. Because in my lifetime, I guess, there'll never be another chance to be independent. And then again, is any party going to take it on and go down the same campaign route and get to the polls and find out that again, yet again, through influences from the south, etc., scaremongering, yes, scaremongering, absolutely, something that's been absolutely shocking, the tactics have been terrible, and find it goes to the polls again and lose again. Nobody's wanting to do that twice, are they? And certainly I don't believe the SNP or Alex Salmond or Nicola Sturgeon or John Swinney or anything would ever want to run down that route again. So it, to me, it's more than just this vote. It's a one chance. It is a one chance of being an independent nation. And I will be totally upset. I really will. Will it ruin my life? No. Will I be belligerent about people who voted? No. No, of course I won't. But will I get over it? Yes, I will get over it quick. I'll get over it fairly quick. I'll get over my life. It's as simple as that. But I think it will ache for a good few days, if not a wee bit longer, the thought of a fantastic, in my mind, a fantastic chance. If we fail, we fail. But personally, I can't see we failing. I mean, the way I'm looking at it is Scotland's failing under Westminster, as is the vast majority of England, as is Wales. We're all failing. And these political parties down there are they have no concern for the ordinary person. It's all about feathering their own nest and doing deals and keeping ties with places like America and being dragged into one war after another. And that's going to happen very soon. And then that'll be less money in the coffers. And I could go on. So what we're trying to do as Scots is to get away from all that and say, we don't want to do that. You know, we're going to try and build our country back up, our nation back up, and it's going to be hard work. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be loads of changes. Yes, we might, our pensions might drop a bit. Yes, something else will change that we might not be happy with. But in overall, how can any party ever guarantee or even possibly create everything that's going to be perfect in their life? We're not stupid. We don't believe that. After all, SNP is a political party, and political parties can't do everything. It's impossible. But I'd like to do it under our own volition, our own steam. So that's my views on the independence referendum. I have to say that what I've seen this morning is going up and down the town two or three times now, is that there's quite a bit of activity at the polling stations. There has been since early morning. We were there at half past nine. Even then there was quite a few people. Normally it's quite slow, but going up and down the town I've seen people walking and families walking and groups of people standing outside the polling stations, groups of people actually standing in other places, obviously meeting up, coming back or going to the polling stations. So already it seems like the turnout, at least in this area, the turnout is pretty good. So we'll wait and see. But the good thing is it should be a good turnout, and at the end of the day, if it goes no and they say, well, there was a 90% turnout, I'd say, well, that's fantastic. You don't even get anywhere near that in a national election. So in that case, you could say then, between the yeses, the noes, then at least people have felt strong enough to get out there and cast their vote. Strange as it may seem, I was in a guy's house yesterday. I love the guy. Very nice guy. I've only got to know him very, very recently. And who has told me he won't be voting. He's never been interested in politics. And he can't remember the last time he voted for anything. And of course, I just had to say, you know, well, okay, everybody's different. I wasn't going to try and lecture to him. But I thought, how stupid are you? You know, If you don't vote, what are you doing? You can't complain about anything. You can't say, I'm happy with my pension, I'm unhappy with the tax, I'm unhappy with this. You can't say a single damn word if you haven't cast a vote. Anyway, so, you know, as I said, I won't linger too long on it. So, if you're against it, if you're agin, in other words, if you're agin Scotland being an independent nation, I'd be interested in knowing why you think we shouldn't even be going for this, or why you think we should definitely not get it. You know, I'd be interested in that. And I mean that in all sincerity. I'm not being facetious, sarcastic. I'd be interested to know why you think that Scotland can't do it on their own, or that we shouldn't be given the chance, or we shouldn't be doing this, you know. That'd be really interesting. I've heard some aggressive replies to that, not directly to me, but elsewhere. But if you have views, why not let me know? You can do it in response to this. I'd be happy for just a general comment to come back on the audio boo, or if you want to send me a DM, doesn't matter. I've actually had a couple of responses, two or three responses actually by DMs from people, and it's very interesting what they've said. And it's not all been yes. But so what I'm saying is, I was really interested in what they had to say, and I am interested in what other people have to say, just to find out what people's views are, why you think we shouldn't be doing it, and why you think we're doomed to fail. We'll see. So tomorrow, when the total has been counted, and I say I, but it's not just going to be I, it's going to be my wife, my family, my friends, all the people we know that are hoping to for a yes vote. Let's just say that it's either going to be, that bottle of whiskey is going to be opened to cheer an independent Scotland, a nation again, or I'm going to drown my sorrows. Yes. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. A long day. Unless they actually have all the counts done by tonight. I shall be ever vigilant to hear any news whatsoever. Anyway, if you've listened through this, I appreciate it. I really do. It means a lot to me. It really does. Maybe people don't understand what it means to people like myself. You know. Maybe they don't. Maybe you don't understand. But it's very emotional. I'll put it that way. It's very, very emotional. So, thanks for listening. Cheery bye the new.